The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware 505.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I think you're going to like today's show because we're going to talk about money, and in particular, obsessive, chronic, obsession, money, worrisome thoughts. Like, do you ever do this? Do you ever catch yourself and bust yourself just obsessively thinking and worrying about money or how's it going to come in? Well, I'll tell you what happened. I made a post not so long ago where I said, what do you think about? And we had a lot of people saying like, oh, I think about appreciation or I think about people that I love or whatever the case may be. But then we had somebody write to me privately because of it and said, I want to write to you privately because I know you say the problem is not the problem, right? The problem is that I keep thinking about the problem, but my challenge is that I can't stop worrying and thinking about how I'm going to make money. I'm constantly thinking about money. I'm constantly thinking about how can I make money. It's like I can't focus on other things. I can only focus on this particular thing. I'm having panic attacks at night when I sleep thinking about it. And this is real. You know, when you're having a panic attack or you're fretting about things or you start to get worried in a really overwhelming way, it feels very real. And it is, because, of course, everything that we think about is real. That's where it starts. Everything starts with thought. So I want to start out talking, first of all, a little bit about having these OCD obsessive thoughts, because I often get asked about this as well. And so I want to tell you, if you're this kind of person that's a chronic obsessor, first of all, you have an actual gift rather than a curse. Because what OCD people do, generally speaking, and I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on TV, but I'm OCD enough that I know what I do. And what can happen with people who have this tendency is you think a very small thought that's a very small issue and you blow it up into a big issue, and you're really good at it. You're really good at focusing on something and obsessing about it and obsessing about it and obsessing about it and obsessing about it to where you blow it up into a big issue. Well, guess what? That's exactly what you do when you focus on a positive thing too and you want to blow it up into a better issue. You focus on the small positive thing and you blow it up and blow it up. So if you are good at being obsessive thinker, you're also going to be very good at manifesting what you want. It's just a matter of focusing on what you want. So let's start with that premise. So here we have somebody who's obsessively thinking about money. And when you're doing that, when you're chronically thinking about money, you can't stop thinking about that. In fact, anything that you've got momentum on, you can't stop thinking about it. It's not possible to stop it, but it is possible to focus on something else. So the first thing I would do is, when you catch yourself doing it, and you will, is ask yourself the question and let your brain figure out the answer for you. What would I be thinking about if I wasn't thinking about this? What would I be thinking about if I wasn't thinking about this? Now, you might have to say it a few times. What would I be thinking about if I wasn't thinking about this? What would I be thinking about instead of this? And allow your brain to think about some different things. Along this same line, since we're on the topic of powerful questions, you can ask yourself, once you start to get some momentum in that direction, then you can ask yourself the question of, if I had all the money I ever needed, forever and ever, what would I be thinking about? What would I be thinking about? What would I be doing? What would I be doing if I had all the money that I ever wanted? And not things like, oh, I'd be on a worldwide trip around the world. I'd be traveling, doing all this. Because the reality is, people who are really comfortable with their lives and with their businesses and with the amount of money that's coming in, they aren't necessarily doing those kinds of things. They've got family that live where they live, or they've got houses that they're tending to. And maybe it's something as simple as, I would be decorating. I'd be redecorating the bedroom. Or I would be going to more car shows to look at cars, or fill in the blank, right? You can't stop obsessing about something you're obsessing about, but you can start obsessing about something else. You can start obsessing about what's good in your life and about what feels good. So sit down and start thinking about, like, in what ways do I feel secure? In what ways do I feel happy? I want to make a list, because really, when we're thinking about money chronically, there's that feeling of insecurity. So what if you could shift that and think, in what ways do I feel secure? In what ways is my life secure? In what ways do I have what I want? In what ways am I happy? In what ways am I rich beyond measure? What are the things in my life that are evidence that I'm rich and that it's good and that I'm on the right track? Now, when you start, even now, as I start to ask those questions, don't you start to feel the release of it and start to feel lighter about it? Sometimes people can feel like when we're doing rants that we're trying to talk you in to a different way of thinking, or we're trying to take beliefs or philosophies that you have and wrestle them to the ground and make you believe something differently. But instead, I would rather see you have your own brain work on your behalf by asking questions that allow your brain to find the solutions for you. What would I be thinking about if I weren't thinking about this? What would I be doing if I had everything I wanted? Where is the evidence that I'm already rich? What ways is my life so fulfilling? What things am I appreciative of? Ask yourself questions that feel good and that focus your mind in that direction, because once you get a hold of one thought in that more positive direction, then it becomes easier to get a hold of the next thought, and the next thought, and the next thought, and the next thought. And that's when you have momentum. So, negative momentum about money, I subscribe to what Abraham Hicks say. I totally believe in this 100%, that if you sleep, you have a total reset when you wake up. So when you sleep and wake up, put a post-it note on your alarm clock or on your wall that says, what do I appreciate today? In what ways am I rich? How is my life so wonderful and getting better all the time? And start that morning with that new momentum. Start the morning with those new ideas. Start getting the momentum going that I actually have a lot. I've got abundance. I can look in my closet and see my abundance. I can look in my cupboards and see my abundance. I can look at my life and my freedom and see my abundance. I can look at how much health I have. I can look at how much air is around to breathe. I can look outside at the beautiful nature and about everything that's around me and see the abundance. My life is evidence of abundance everywhere I look. In every single corner, there's so much stuff that I have manifested and brought into my life. There is so much freedom that I have brought into my life. There are so many situations and so much accomplishment and so much experience that I have created and I have manifested. Focus on that and get the momentum there. And now it becomes really, really easy to feel good and to focus on what is working rather than trying to wrestle to the ground what isn't. And guess what? You can do that right now. You can start with a little seedling of an idea and let it get bigger and bigger and bigger, just like a snowball, and blow up into something really, really awesome. You can manifest it, and it all starts with that momentum of thought. And you can start right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.